Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone. This is Astro Dim speaking on the solar eclipse happening. Oh, starting, I think, around like 9 something. On Christmas, right? December 25th, of course, 2019, but it's going to be exact, technically, December 26th, 2019 at 12:17 a.m. at 4 degrees and 17 minutes of Capricorn. And, you know, at the end of the day, solar eclipse is a new moon, but special. And I'll explain why it's special. But let's generally talk about what the new moon is. So generally, the new moon is when the sun and the moon are conjunct. That's what it is astrologically. Astronomically, it means when the sun and moon are laterally or horizontally, pretty much like on top of each other. Not literally, but like sun would be a little bit more above, the moon would be a little bit below, or vice versa in the view of Earth, right? But what makes this different is that the sun and the moon are horizontally and vertically in the Earth's view, like on each other, basically, right on each other. So what happens in a solar eclipse, of course, is the moon is going in front of the sun, blocking the sun's rays. You know what I mean? The sun's blocking the sun, period, from the view of the Earth. And we're not going to be able to see it beyond it being nighttime. It's because we are positioned on the Earth. A lot of people in the United States are not gonna be able to see it, but a lot of Europe, Africa, and West Asia is seeing the eclipse. Okay. But no matter if we can see it or not, it's still eclipse energy. So it's strong energy because in our view, the moon is blocking the sun. Okay. And that's significant. That is very significant. The reason why it's very significant is because those are our two luminaries within our chart, the sun and the moon. And the thing is, the moon represents our inner self. The sun represents our self-expression, our conscious reactions, you know, how we react to things in general, our inner light, our ego. And our ego, inner light, and all of that is being blocked at this moment by our inner world, our emotions, our family, our comfortability. This part of us that's not really expressed to people as much. The energy within us that tugs at our heartstrings, that like blocks our energy. It blocks it blocks our vitality. It blocks our ego. So a lot of like ego related things could happen. A lot of people are losing energy because the moon energy is blocking the sun energy, is blocking our vitality. Our emotions are blocking our vitality. You know what I mean? Our comfortability is blocking our vitality, which is the sun. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just very heavy energy. It definitely speaks of like a lot of like karmic releases. It's making you face your emotions, not be so ego driven, not be so focused on how to consciously react to things. This is the time for you to understand your subconscious reactions to things, your inner world, your emotions, your feelings, you know what I mean, and how they reflect who you are as a person, what things you need to heal within yourself to become the best version of you. You feel me? So it's very, very interesting energy that's happening here. Very, very interesting. And in this go around, since the sun and the moon is going to be in Capricorn, also 4 degrees Capricorn, which is really interesting because 4 degrees is a Cancer degree. You know, so that's very, very interesting. But in general, since the moon and the sun is going to be at 4 degrees Capricorn, right on top of each other, we're going through a lot of karmic changes connected to authority and control. It could be authority control within our personal lives, authority control within you know, your community and how it affects you, or the collective consciousness, even the whole world, you know what I mean? But in general, internally and externally, we are seeking authority and control within our lives. And the thing is, like, the difference between a Capricorn moon and a Capricorn sun, a Capricorn moon is trying to seek authority over their emotions. And so what they do naturally is repress their emotions. But what they need to do is have control and authority over their emotions to be able to express it in a comfortable place, in a place that is safe to them. But regardless, they do need to have some, they need to express their emotions and have authority over it by allowing themselves to express it appropriately, but within their the comfort of their home or whatever, you know what I mean? And the, and you know, that's the Capricorn moon. But the Capricorn sun, they need to have authority and control over their self-expression, you know. So the reason why Capricorns are known as being stoic and you know, not really expressing that much and holding a lot in, it's because they repress themselves in that way. They don't want to see anyone, they don't want anyone to see them sweat, excuse me. And so with both of those energies happening, repressed emotions, you know, and repressed action, it for the more, you know, not, I don't want to say low vibrational, but the more like immature or younger Capricorn is all probably on that wave. But the older Capricorn, the more mature Capricorn, the more experienced Capricorn, what they need to strive, you know, and all the Capricorns honestly need to strive to do this, to be able to have authority over their emotions by facing it. It could be by themselves, but having authority over their emotions by facing it, and then having authority over how to react to things by facing it. You know what I mean? So in the sense of, like, with a Capricorn sun, if they're deciding not to react to things, it has to be because they don't want to react to it. Not because they're worried about others. It's because, well, this is what I don't want to do, so I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? It's because the thing is that, believe it or not, you expressing your emotions is, and you expressing it to other people is actually going to help the situation, because, you know, people are aware there's an issue there. You know what I mean? But you repressing your expression, how you express yourself, and this is any type of self-expression. This is you expressing yourself over a stupid situation, expressing your talents, especially your creativity, expressing yourself in romance, expressing yourself in whatever way, your hobbies, whatever. You know what I mean? You know, it's important not to repress that energy. It's important to let that part of you out. And I know it's hard because, you know, Capricorns, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, I really feel this, you know, Capricorn energy is generally the same everywhere, but like a Southern Hemisphere and a Northern Hemisphere Capricorn are two different people. Northern Hemisphere Capricorn, the sun is, you know, doesn't show as often. It's less seen for the Northern Hemisphere. You know what I mean? So I really feel that the Southern Hemisphere Capricorns are definitely more brighter, more self-expressive than the typical Capricorn in the Northern Hemisphere. But as Northern Hemisphere ones, we really, we don't express ourselves because the sun don't even come out like that when it's our turn, when it's our season. You know what I'm saying? So beyond that though, beyond that, it's, you know, even if you see the Southern Hemisphere, like they, it's not even like a pride thing, but it is. Like the Capricorns in the Southern Hemisphere hold in their emotions because they're always being viewed and they want to make sure that they're viewed in the best way, but they still generally express themselves better than the Northern Hemisphere Capricorn. You know what I'm saying? But beyond that though, you know, it's all about like repression, repressing your actions and how you express yourself, repressing your emotions. And you have to make sure that you're doing this for you to, like, if you're holding back on your emotions or your expression, that's fine. But you, regardless, you have to express it. You know what I mean? That's what I'm basically trying to say. I know I'm like, feel like I'm talking in circles. It's the eclipse energy. I'm sorry about that. Regardless of what you do, you have to express yourself. And it could be in private. It don't have to be in public. It doesn't have to be for everybody. You know what I mean? But expression is needed. You need to express your emotions, and you need to express yourself via action in this eclipse. And you're learning to do it. Situations are pushing you to do it. Even me, like this solar eclipse is conjunct my Neptune, and it's conjunct my 12th house. And you know, it's a situation that already happened to me in this day, and it was weird. It was weird. It made me feel a type of way. It made me sad. And it's like Christmas. You're not supposed to be feeling that way. You get what I'm saying? But I did. And the thing is that I noticed that I was doing this. I noticed that I was like repressing. And I was like, okay, I need to find somewhere in private, or sometime in private, where I can express these emotions with myself. And then again, express the action that I want to take with somebody else, you know what I mean? And just go on from there. And yeah, like I'm already have a plan on how to like figure out this situation that happened. You know what I'm saying? And so like I can really speak to the situation. It's really interesting. But yeah, so again, internally and externally, we are seeking authority and control in our lives. Wherever this eclipse is in our chart can show us where in our lives we're trying to seek authority and control, and how we're ready for that big transformation. You know, how our inner emotions and our actions are aligned. You know what I mean? Our inner emotions and our actions are aligned right now. And so we know what we want. We know what we want. The thing is, though, is that like, it's best for us to, during a solar eclipse energy, to rest, be very Four of Swords type of energy, just to rest and relax and learn from ourselves, learn from the scenario that happened today, because the universe is literally lining up for us to let this situation play out for us to learn, you know. And it may hurt, it may be sad, it may be tough. It may be frustrating. It may make you angry, but it's all a lesson within it for you, in order for you to have authority and control over your life. All right. This eclipse is going to be in the first decade of Capricorn, and so this is a Saturn decade. Okay, and again, Saturn speaks of authority and control. You know what I mean? It is one of the archetypes of the father of the zodiac. Very wise energy. And so that energy of seeking authority and control is heavy, heavy within us right now. It really is. And the thing is that like, this is making me feel that this transformation of authority and control is not just going to happen within authority, within our personal lives. It's going to happen all around us throughout the world. It's just going to be a biggie, okay? Especially with the combination of Pluto and Saturn being at 22 degrees in January. We're going to have some interesting times here for sure, okay? So be on the lookout for that. But this just doubles the energy of really seeking and really trying to understand the authority and control we have in our lives, and how to expound on that, how to really express that energy more. You know what I mean? So some deep times right now. All right. The solar eclipse is also happening at 4 degrees Capricorn, which is interesting. And so let's talk about 4, okay? Yeah, let's talk about 4 in the numerology sense. I'm reading off of thesecretofthetarot.com. The energy of 4 is all about conscientiousness. Wow, I said that fucked up. Conscientiousness. There you go. And responsibility, which contrasts starkly with the number 3, the previous root number, which was connected to unbridled creativity. The number 4 is creative as well, but in a more conventional and organized way. The number 4 is aligned with the creative energy that puts human affairs on a firm footing or solid foundation. People who are informed by the energy of the number 4 are hardworking, Dependable, persistent, and productive. They make the perfect bookkeepers and office clerks that are detailed-oriented, dedicated, and loyal. Now, another thing that I've noticed before, too, if we focus it on astrology, is it's similar type of energy. It's connected with Cancer in the fourth house, of course, which is again about emotions, home, family, comfortability in your inner world, things that tug at your heartstrings, your ancestry, ancestral trauma, things like that, things that are connected to your personal emotions that affects you directly. You know what I mean? And so, again, this is a very emotional solar eclipse, even though it's in Capricorn, but it's very connected to like your inner emotions, of how you process emotions, even though you like sometimes repress them and hold them in. You know, a lot of people think that Capricorns are how they express themselves, but they're actually very quite emotional. I can speak to it myself. I'm a Capricorn sun. So it's definitely real shit right there. And, you know, the degree 4 is a Cancer degree. So again, that reiterates that energy there. And in tarot, 4 is all about like holding back, you know what I mean? Holding back in one way or another. So for instance, 4 of Pentacles is holding back on spending, holding on to your money. 4 of Swords is holding back on thoughts and just meditating and relaxing and realizing the situation that you've went through and just sitting in that emotion. 4 of Wands is about celebration, not doing much action on that creative endeavor that you was working with the 2 and 3 of Wands, but actually celebrating where you're at right now, really feeling comfortable within where you're at right now. You know, that type of energy. So holding on to that passionate feeling that you have and just really celebrating it and appreciating it. And then, what I have last, 4 of Cups is, kind of holding on to, you know, your emotion, and not taking action based off what other people feel, but holding on to how you feel. And if you're not feeling something, then you're gonna like not do something. It's kind of like that, like you're not being swayed at all with the 4 of Cups energy. You know what I mean? It's almost low-key like a brat. And so, again, just holding it together, but being within your emotion or being within that thought and reflecting that thought, holding on to the money that you have, and, you know, just holding on, being stable, being the foundation. Because if we bring it back to astrology, the fourth house is the foundation house. It uplifts the 10th house, your reputation, your career, your public appearance, you know, that shit, you know what I mean? And so it's really known as foundational, and you know, it's the 4 seasons. Seasons are very important with tropical astrology. It's the base of it. And so 4 is truly the foundation, you know? And so I feel like that we are like building a foundation for us to have authority and control within our lives. Real dope energy for sure. All right. Now let's talk about these aspects being made with this solar eclipse, okay? First aspect I see is that this energy is conjunct Jupiter. So this... Yo, this eclipse energy is going to be definitely like multiplied by a trillion. This is why everyone's emotions are like off. Everyone's extremely tired. Some people are depressed. Some people are struggling this Christmas. Just know that it's this energy that needs to be worked out and closed out. Any huge transformation or transition has this longing effect, has this longing energy within the situation, because people want to kind of miss what they've had, even if it no longer serves them. You feel what I'm saying? And so it's just like, this is why the energy is heavy. It's because the solar eclipse is conjunct Jupiter. Jupiter is all about abundance, making things be bigger, stronger, heavier. All right. So just be aware of that. But more than that though, you know, Jupiter does bring you
abundance. Yes, I know. Listen, if you're like, oh no, it's at its detriment, or it's at its fall, whatever. Listen to my rant in the last episode, okay? Trust me, you can get that abundance in Jupiter in Capricorn, but you have to make sure you work it the right way. And I'm not going to repeat that. You can just look at the last episode, or listen to the last episode, okay? But the thing is, though, is that you can get good fortune, you can get abundance through this eclipse. But the thing is, you know, again, this eclipse is all about having authority or control within yourself, emotionally and, you know, physically, you know, as a being, as an expressive being. And so, you know, once you have that, the things are going to start working for you, coming to you, opportunities are going to be had, you know, so it could work out to your benefit and to your favor for sure. Okay. Another thing too, is that, Jupiter is connected to different philosophies, beliefs, religions, ideas, even foreign travel and things like that. And so, if you make any foreign travel plans during the eclipse, you know, it could really be life-changing and really can help you understand and seek your own authority and control within your life. You know, around the eclipse time, eclipse energy does last for 6 months, but it's the most potent for the first month. You know, you could be put on into a philosophy, belief, or idea, or maybe even realize a philosophy that you already had, has an idea of how you can have more authority and control within your life. And so you definitely have to keep your mind open to that as well. So, you know, just as things to look out for. But the reason why this energy is so heavy is not just because it's in Capricorn. We've been having eclipses in Capricorn for a while. It's been tough, but this one's a little bit different. It's because of this Jupiter energy, okay? The solar eclipse is also opposite your north node and conjunct the south node. So south node is helping us reflect on authority issues that we've had in the past, our past lives, and just the past within this life that we have right now. And so this is time for us to release what no longer serves us when it comes to issues of authority and control that we have, whether people allow people that have authority and control of us, or us having too much authority and control over other people or other situations and things. You know what I mean? We're reflecting, we're being introspective, we're figuring out what to let go of, and we're letting it go because it no longer serves us. We're in that path, and it's the last elements of it, because after this eclipse, lunar eclipse that happens in January, on January 12th, that's the last, no, it's not the last. It's the second to last bit of eclipses that will happen in the Capricorn Cancer nodes. It's going to be moving over to, you know, Gemini and Sagittarius. I think the last one's going to happen on the 21st. I believe it's a solar eclipse in Cancer. And so, you know, we're really closing out phases here. We really, really are. I believe this is the last... Nope, it's the second to last solar eclipse. Yes, yes, yes. And so definitely, you know, realize that for sure. And what we need to be pushing more towards is the North Node. The North Node is about realizing your emotions, being able to express them, even if it's in private, understanding the things that tug at your heartstrings. Nurture yourself and nurture others. Self-care, self-love. You know what I mean? Doing things that make you comfortable, understanding and finding your comfortability, your true comfortability. You know what I mean? But again, nurturing yourselves and nurturing others emotionally. That's the vibe that we need to be on. Okay? That's the vibe that we need to be on. But in order for us to push towards that, we do need to release some of this authority issues, control issues, you know what I mean? Feeling that we can fulfill people if we just have a certain status, and, you know, then we can help them practically. But it's, things are deeper than practicality. There's emotion too. You know what I mean? It's not that practicality is not deep. Yes, it is. But there's more to life than getting things that you want practically. You feel what I'm saying? So keep that in mind as well. This solar eclipse, energy is also conjunct Mercury. Very, very interesting energy there too. this energy is really interesting because, like, we are actually understanding a little bit more, you know, like, what's going on at this moment. We're realizing, even if you're not into spirituality, even if you're not into, like, any divinational tool or whatever, you're realizing, like, damn, this is happening because I don't have this authority or control that I want to. How can I change it? You know what I mean? Like, people are being more action forward. You know what I mean? More action oriented, I feel. You know, because Sag energy is fire. So it's naturally action oriented. But then with this whole ass eclipse being in Capricorn is a cardinal sign, so of course it's action oriented as well. And so yes, we're more on that vibe of, like, we're realizing through experience, you know, through and when I say experience, I mean, like, kind of like realizing the experiences that are happening and that have happened within our lives, and thinking, like, okay, because of this, that's happening. We're finally bringing things together, and we're realizing that, like, you know what, a lot of this stuff is panning out the way it's panning out because I don't have authority and control within my life, or I'm placing more too much authority. I'm being more too authoritative in a situation or two people, or being too controlling to people. You feel what I'm saying? And so, yeah, like, we're realizing that we're getting it logically, and we are understanding more of what's happening, and we're being more conscious about, okay, what can I do in my day-to-day life, to make this transformation happen appropriately. So that's what vibe we're on too. Not as strong as the other energies because this is a 10 degree orb, but it's definitely significant still. Okay. The solar eclipse is trine Uranus. So something random is going to happen. And it's going to, instead of affect you, it's not going to, okay, something random can, okay. This is hard to say. Something really randomly could happen externally. It's not going to be like that deep. You know what I mean? It's not going to be that tough to deal with, but it's not that big of a deal externally, but it's going to be a big deal to us emotionally, because Uranus is retrograde. And so that's more, that's things that are affecting us, internally more than externally. You know what I mean? And so something random is going to happen, and it's going to greatly affect us. And it's, I think it's more of a, like, a eureka moment, or more of a, oh shoot, you know what, this is what's been happening all this time, or, you know what, I need to actually take this direction. And it's going to be great. It's going to be harmonious energy. And again, it's going to be pushing that energy of wanting to transform your life, to have more authority, the proper authority and control to have over your life and over situations, so you can grow. So it's beautiful energy there too. Lastly, this energy is square Chiron. Chiron represents childhood traumas, and it's the wounded healer. Okay. And with Chiron being in Aries, you know, we're facing and realizing childhood traumas connected to ourself, our personality, persona, appearance, but also childhood traumas that's connected to our passions and desires and our motivations, right? Like, what keeps us driven? What keeps us from wanting to push forward towards things? And how in our childhood was that negatively affected? You know what I mean? Like, for instance, like, a lot of people that have Mars intercepted are people who have, like, all this motivation and drive inside, but have a hard time executing it because they've been too controlled. You know what I mean? Or was it, you know, pushed enough to really be consistent with something? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like that, like, how your childhood trauma or your past affected your drive, motivation, personality, persona, appearance, body, etc., right? It's been retrograde for a while, but of course it's been direct for a bit now. And so we're now taking action on healing. But that energy is square the eclipse. You know, the eclipse energy is all about status, reputation, career, and like basically us having authority and control over certain situations, right? And when you have authority and control over certain situations, you naturally have authority and control over people. Now, Capricorn doesn't care to have authority and control over people, but we tend to have that and tend to be leaders because of how we like to initiate practical change, all right? And so it's like always Capricorn as a leader, and then other people follow along and us like building other people up and getting it going from there. The thing is, though, is that while Capricorn is doing that, it's considering the needs and wants of others. Aries is a little bit different. Aries is running by their own personal passions and their own personal desires. And the thing is that like Aries energy is kind of like, okay, but I want to do this and I want to do this now, so I'm going to go for it, instead of thinking practically, okay, what would be best for me? How should I handle this situation? Blah, 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 blah. Instead of thinking things through. And so there might be situations in which the eclipse may bring a certain scenario out. The scenario will happen, right? And it brings you back to that childhood trauma of the Aries energy, of feeling left out, of feeling self like doubt within yourself, like within your drive and motivation, within your passions, with your personality, your persona, and your appearance, of feeling singled out. You know what I mean? It may bring those energies out. And so then your childhood trauma is like, it's like triggered. That situation triggers that childhood trauma within you, and it's forcing you to face it, but it's happening abruptly, and it's happening in a way where it just affects you. And it's like, it's that deep cut again. It's that wounded healer. You know what I mean? It's that deep cut is like reappearing again. And so this eclipse is actually showing you through pain, sadly, from your past, on what you need to actually be focusing on. And it's like right now, since both of our luminaries is in Capricorn, I say definitely try to focus on authority and control within your life so you can be successful within your life. But what this eclipse is also telling you too is that, hey, you still need to do healing when it comes to childhood traumas connected to your motivation, drive, personality, persona, and appearance. You still need to work on that. There's still things that you need to figure out with that, and you're going to be reminded of that, not as harshly within as you would within the next month or even now. You know what I mean? Because eclipse energy happens like, I'll say, like 2 to 4 months. I mean, 2 to 4 weeks prior, you feel the eclipse energy, right? So you know, you might have, this situation might have already happened. You are probably already felt this thing happen. You know what I mean? But you know, it's the most potent within a month. But then you are going to be continuously reminded of, you know, that you need to heal that childhood trauma within the next 6 months. So definitely be aware of that. Okay, very important. All right, so that's what I got for you guys for the aspects. This solar eclipse is going to be life changing. We're closing out karmic cycles. There you go. We're closing out karmic cycles at this time. We really are. And we're pushing towards having more control within our lives, having more of a say within how we do things, and just how we can, you know, be the leader within our own life, you know. And so it's beautiful energy. It's tough energy, but it's energy of realization. Okay, you have to keep that in mind too. This is energy of realization, understanding that, a, something needs to be done here. However, this energy is not too tough. It's a lot of conjunctions and stuff like that. You know, the major aspect that's happening within the conjunctions and opposites of this eclipse is a trine within Uranus. So something random and beautiful may happen, and it may really inspire you internally to be more trusting and finding, when it comes to your authenticity and finding your worth within your uniqueness and authenticity. So that's really beautiful. But there is that minor, it's not really a minor aspect, it's a major aspect, but to a minor energy, which is Chiron. Chiron is very interesting, very special, but at the end of the day, it is still a dwarf planet, so it's not going to be as heavy as this Chiron, I mean, as the Uranus energy. So definitely keep that in mind, okay? So, yeah, this energy is not going to be that bad. Just keep holding on. You have to allow yourself to feel so you can let this shit all out. And so, and then when you get into 2020, you know, there's a lot of that energy is out there. And now it could be worked on, and now you can build yourself for this next decade, okay? All right. So much love to all of y'all. Have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas. Happy holidays, and have a beautiful, beautiful solar eclipse. All right. Peace. Oh, also, patrons, I got you. I got you. It's going to be a little late, but I got you. We're going to be talking about the fixed stars, the aspect patterns. There's no aspect patterns this go around. So I'm going to talk about this eclipse in each of the houses and how it's going to affect you, the fixed stars that's happening within this eclipse, and then we're going to pull some cards, figure out how this eclipse is going to affect you, my niggas. Yes.